current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now. Khan's real miscalculation. On Tuesday, February the 26th, the Indian Air Force invaded Pakistani airspace and unleashed a payload of bombs on what it said was a terrorist training camp. The Indian government claimed that it had killed over 300 people, while the Pakistani government said no one was killed. The following day, the Pakistani government shot down two Indian fighter jets, leading to the capture of one of the pilots. After the incident, the Indian Prime Minister said that only one Indian plane was shot down and the pilot was missing in action. The conflicting reports show that the Indian government is clearly posturing ahead of recent elections. Members of the Indian BJP party called for more military action against Pakistan, suggesting the conflict would worsen. All throughout, the US was coaching both governments, hoping that the two nuclear powers would de-escalate tensions. Then, in a stunning turn of events, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan offered to release the Indian pilot back to India as a quote-unquote gesture of peace, without any demands from the Indian government, killing the morale of the entire country and making Indian PM Modi a hero in his own country. Khan even called for talks with India to prevent a quote-unquote miscalculation between the two countries. True to form, the Indian government still launched attacks at Pakistan, killing four civilians and wounding two others. In a defiant speech, the Indian Prime Minister said, "The world is observing our collective will. It is necessary that we shouldn't do anything that allows our enemy to raise a finger at us. The fate of the Muslims of Kashmir hangs in the balance amidst this sorry state of affairs. A hawkish, aggressive, war-hungry Hindu government and a soft, conciliatory Muslim-led government which has not utilized its might to liberate the Muslims of Kashmir from their brutal occupation." The contrast couldn't be starker. Imran Khan's real miscalculation was caving into US pressure, appeasing the Indian government, abandoning the Muslims of Kashmir, and not siding with the Ummah and its love of jihad at a time when a real military response would have sent a message that Pakistan is serious about defending Muslims. The criminal Hindu state is now emboldened, knowing it can act however it wants without fear of a response. This is a reminder for the Ummah, particularly the people of power within its armed forces, of their duty to their brethren. It is upon us to right this wrong, so that finally the cries of the weak and oppressed are responded to by the thunderous march of a strong and liberating army. It is upon us all to demand from all the officers that we know to extend their nusra for the re-establishment of the Khilafah on the method of the prophethood, in order for them to be led in the lofty pursuit of martyrdom or victory when marching towards liberating Kashmir. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.